Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Richard Bosma, aka Doc. And Doc, let's start off with the gold market. We are in the second day of a rebound here. And look, you've been on record here saying the gold market will be under pressure and you weren't expecting a massive rise, at least in the near term, in the next couple months or even throughout the next couple quarters, back to some of those all-time highs. But Doc, I have to ask you, these last 2 days, including today, is it giving you more confidence? Do you have any good news for the gold bugs out there?
Yeah, I got good news in the sense that, you know, I like the move the last couple of days. You know, it's nice to see that sort of thing when you haven't seen anything like it for a while. In fact, I liked it so much, I actually purchased some shares of a company this morning for the first time in 3 weeks. I couldn't stand it anymore. I had to because this particular stock had moved back down to the lows it's seen in the past. And so it gave me an opportunity to purchase it back after I'd sold it before on the uptick we saw in silver. So I did that. But yeah, this makes, you know, me feel, you know, good to see this. However, this is not a start of any big new trend here, Corey, at all. We're going to continue to see pressure on gold. And what I'm really following now is silver, because I expect silver to keep moving down after it broke below the 200-day moving average. And so gold's going to have to reciprocate and go with it somewhat. But that's okay, because I think we've seen at least 70% of the gold sell-off here, maybe a little bit more. And the next 2 or 3 months, we're just going to grind down even lower, but not as steep as we've seen since the beginning of the year or even before that.
So one more quick comment on gold. It was last month that we were talking, or well, let's go back to February, that we were talking about a double bottom being in for gold, touching back really at the tail end of 2020. In March, do we have another double bottom set here, even though the last one failed? It doesn't sound like you think that.
No, we're going to, I think, keep moving down towards 1600. We might even get into the high 1500s before this is over. And it's going to be a slow thing. And But I think a lot of these stocks have a little bit more to go. But then they're going to have bottom, and gold may even move down a little bit more after that. But a lot of these stocks are going to have bottom by June, I think, and even into maybe July a little bit. But I think then it's over as far as the move down. And then I think we just have bottoming action for a while after that.
So when it comes to your targets for silver, where are you looking? Because looking at a daily chart, the lowest level we can go down to ever since October would be right around that $22 at the very end of November. Is that where silver might stop, or is there even lower levels that you're watching?
Well, I said for a long time I expect to see $23 silver. And I've always said once we get there, then I'll be able to tell, I think, whether we go below that. But there's very good odds that we do go below $23, Corey, because the problem is on the weekly chart is once you get down to $23 with silver, it will have broken support with the 50-month moving averages. And I don't think you're going to pop back up over that for a while. So it's likely then that we could go down to anywhere from $20 to $22 after that. But then I think we're about done with the move down by silver.
That's really not that much further down. 22 is less than 10% down. So it almost sounds like you think gold could correct more than silver if the downside for silver is $20, $21.
I actually think gold will outperform silver now as far as any correlation between movement. And I think the gold-silver ratio is showing that a little bit. And I think silver's at more risk than gold as we move lower here. And so I'm not as concerned about gold. I think most of the movement down, we've seen it. We're going to see maybe another $100, $150, but then I think we're not we're about done with that.
Okay, so not even really 10% lower. However, anything lower is pretty depressing to hear for all the precious metals bugs out there. When it comes to the stocks, you and I have talked about this quite a bit. Is it still a focus more on the larger, more established companies to bounce back first, even though we have already seen some of these majors start to bounce back?
Absolutely. I think whenever you get damage like this, if you're going to attract investors back into it, unlike we that follow this all the time, but especially institutional investors, they're going to go to the major producers first. They're not going to bottom fish on some of these questionable explorers and others. And there's no doubt in my mind that it'll be some of the really good royalty companies and some of the producers, you know, the big cap ones and maybe some of the mid tiers that you're going to see move first. There's no question in my mind that's going to happen.
So, Doc, as much as you talk about how much you are invested percentage wise, there are some questions floating around out there saying, what's it going to take for Doc to get to 100% invested? Or are you? Will you ever get to 100% invested?
Well, I may never get to 100%, but I'll tell you what, on this next move, and I feel I'll be over 60% invested for the first time in years in the precious metal arena, because I feel the next move is going to be the real deal. I've been waiting for this, and I will, as mentioned, I actually bought today, but I'm going to wait a little bit more into this month and into May. But I will, if I expect to see it get down to where I think it's going to get down, I will get much more aggressive then, and I'll move back up over 60% invested, and I'll continue to invest as I think we will form some trading channels down at lower levels. But yes, I will be much more aggressive this time around than I have in the past.
So, Doc, why do you think this upcoming run is going to be, really, it sounds like, the most encouraging time for the precious metals after gold just hit, not that long ago, an all-time high? Why now is this going to be the next big run that you're excited about?
Well, one of the things is, you know, when you look at the gold price, we're below where we were in 2011. We're well below that. And we're still, you know, and if we monkey around in this for months yet and into 2022, we're out a good over 10 years of not being back up over where we were in 2011. So we had a nice move and took it out just a tad, and we came back. And I think the next time we move up, we really take it out. And also, let's face it, the United States and the world is in a mess. And the debt, and with the money printing, I think we're fundamentally, finally at a point where all they can do is keep interest rates low, and they have to keep printing money. And there are political issues, geopolitical issues in the wind. I think we're finally fundamentally in a place where, along with the technicals, it's a screaming buy to me.
So finally, we're going to see what, inflation pick up, or all the money that's been printed? We're going to see that velocity of money come into the system. Sounds like a pretty big change from the last decade, I guess.
Yeah, we could see the inflation coming back. But I think no matter what, with the way we're printing dollars, if we get any amount of movement of dollars back to this country, and there are nations finally are fed up with the dollar and they're getting out of the dollar, and we're printing so much more that if others don't accept it internationally like they have in the past, and those dollars come back to the United States, we're going to see a depreciation finally in the dollar. I think the dollar breaks down first. I think that's the thing that's going to really move these markets when the next breakdown in the dollar occurs and we take out some of the previous lows in this cycle of the dollar, where it's hung up pretty good. But once we take that out, I think that's going to be really the thing that's going to push this, and that means inflation then.
So what currency is going to take the lead then? If the dollar is falling, do you like the euro? Do you like, well, what other currency do you like to take the lead?
I think actually the renminbi will do better than people think. The euro, they've got the same problem as the dollar. They have to constantly be printing it. So I think it's just the fact that, but we will be printing so much more, I think, than the euro will be printed. So since the euro makes up a pretty good percentage of the trade-weighted dollar, 58%, I believe, I think it might do better than the dollar. So, and with the yuan strengthening and other countries, especially in Southeast Asia, where they're forming alliances with China, and if they're going to trade more and more between themselves and without the dollar, I think the yuan becomes stronger over time as well.
What level do you see the dollar, U.S. dollar, topping out at then?
I think we're getting close, I think, to topping out for the dollar. I would say right now, looking at that chart, we could get back up to maybe 95 to 97, but I don't see it going much further than that. And I think we get there probably by the fourth quarter of this year. And then I think it's over after that. We may not even get to that as high as 97, because I think we're going to top out probably between 95 and 97. And then I think we start to move sideways to down potentially. And then I think sometime in 2022, the deterioration of the dollar gets significant, probably in the latter part of the year, possibly.
All right. Doc, always interesting hearing what you have to say. Thank you for taking some time and sharing your thoughts. I'm sure we'll be following up probably next week to see how some of these moves are progressing. But again, you're taking a bit more of a longer-term look when it comes to the bottoming pattern here, and hopefully a bit more constructive moves to the upside for precious metals more in the later part of this year. Doc, great chatting with you. Thanks again for your time. Have a very happy Easter.